Hello, is Jackie Ponce there?
This is her.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Now, does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. What is your age?
56.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed including Hispanic or Latino, mixed not including Hispanic or Latino,
white.
Or other?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one is public schools.
Public schools. Did you say public schools?
Yes.
50.
Critical race theory or CRT?
Say that again, ma'am.
Critical race theory or CRT?
I don't know on that one.
Okay, that's fine. Your local school board?
Probably about a 40.
Donald Trump?
0.
Public school teachers?
100.
Black Lives Matter or BLM?
I'll do 50.
The American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
100.
Public charter schools?
0.
Joe Biden?
About 20.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Would you rate them as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
And next, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
Which one does better? Is that what you're asking?
Yes. Would you say that charter schools... Either charter schools or public schools?
Public schools.
Public schools do a better job at educating students?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and A zero means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. How well do public schools prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
A 5.
How well do public schools prepare students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
Probably a 5.
How well do public schools prepare students to be ready for higher education like college?
2.
How well do public schools prepare students to compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
I'll do 5.
Thank you. How well do public schools prepare students to develop social skills?
I'd say 3.
And how well do public schools prepare students to develop critical thinking skills?
A 4.
Thank you. Now, would you say that your state spends about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Not enough.
Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you. As you may have heard somewhere, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly focused on about politics? Or are mainly about politics?
Yeah, probably.
So would that be a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Probably strongly agree.